The Heraclidae are the sons of Heracles, and they are to be found in the Peloponnese. And the people living in the Peloponnese who claimed to be the sons of Heracles, the descendants of Heracles, maintained that they had once had power in the Peloponnese. They had been briefly dispossessed, but now they had returned. And again, you can see that a myth which talks about a population movement coming into the Peloponnese could be used to support the notion of an actual invasion by Dorians. I still don't like it, though. You can probably tell from the way I'm summarising the argument, I'm not going to support it. Let me give you the reasons why I think the Dorian invasion is not a good explanation for the end of the Mycenaean world. In the first place, linguists believe that the distribution of the Greek dialects is not a reliable guide to the population movements which occurred so much earlier. Some go on and point out it would be very difficult to explain the presence of the Dorians for 400 or 500 years as Greek speakers, sufficiently intelligible to the southern Greeks, but somehow outside the Mycenaean world at the same time. So linguistically, it's not entirely clear that you can use a map and say these people speak this dialect, therefore they came from this place. Probably more compelling, though, is this problem. There's no material evidence for the Dorians. If you ask, well, what is the culture of the Dorians? It used to be that historians would point to a certain type of pottery, until it was found that Dorian pottery was usually found in places that weren't Dorian, like Athens, and they were found there supposedly before the Dorians were there. There is no material culture that we can tie to the Dorians, so that makes the idea of a Dorian invasion somewhat difficult. And as for the story of the sons of Heracles, well, it is true that some people in the Peloponnese claimed to have been descended from Heracles and to have come back to the Peloponnese, but the Greeks were very clear that claiming that you were Dorian and claiming that you were of the sons of Heracles were not the same claim at all. So in recent years, worried by these gaps, these holes in the theory of a Dorian invasion, some historians have gone back to the evidence and postulated a new theory, one which I like very much, and that is the Dorians were there all along. They were in the Mycenaean world. They were part of the Mycenaean world. And in support of this, linguistic evidence, some say that linguistically there are Dorian elements that you can find in Linear B Greek. Now, what on earth would it mean if you were to say that the Dorians were there all along? What it would mean is that this could be the servile population, not the elite, not the Agamemnons and the Menelaus's, the great heroes of the Achaeans, of the Greeks, of the Mycenaeans, but rather the Dorians were the workers and the farmers and the serfs who, for whatever reason, in fact overthrew their Mycenaean overlords. According to this theory, the Dorian invasion would not, in fact, be an invasion from outside Mycenaean Greece. It would be an internal upheaval, sometimes grandly called a systems collapse. Now, is there any further evidence that we can bring to bear on this argument to see? Well, the idea of an internal collapse is an interesting one, particularly if you posit a Mycenaean world which, around 1200, had become immensely fragile, one in which the social order that maintained the power of this warrior elite was somehow under threat. Can we imagine a set of circumstances where, for one reason or another, the world of these Mycenaean princes might have been threatened to such a degree that their Dorian slaves and serfs might rise up and expel their Mycenaean overlords? Well, here we get to the favourite topic of every Greek archaeologist and prehistorian, the Trojan War. Because if there is historical truth in the story of the Trojan War, I think it bears on this problem right now. So let's rehearse some of the details here and see if we can make sense out of this. Greek tradition in later years maintained definitely that there had been a massive campaign mounted by dozens of powerful princes who had led an armada to the Troad, up near the Hellespont, the Dardanelles, where there is a passage by sea up to the Black Sea.